This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
See? Nico Carvacho said, good friend. We're moving the needle with Isaiah Stevens. I'm pretty sure we'll move that into best friend territory. Speaking of best friend territory, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining me are CSU Rams insider. Kevin, right? Best friend territory. I think that's safe
to
say.
Did we just become best friends?
I think so. I've been Absolutely. Nothing but super supportive of you. Tanner goes at you for the soccer thing. I think it's awesome. You be you. So, yeah, I'm very supportive. Good guy to you.
Yeah, I mean, Tanner's a hater, so.
He is a hater, man. But you know what he was doing the other day? You know, I'm
watching
just going to say,
soccer.
Watching soccer. And he, did, yeah. Angel, is it safe to say he threw a couple of dollars at that game?
Yeah, he did throw a couple of dollars on
he
it.
Did.
He's picking up the terminology
yes.
and the strategies a little
He's
bit.
He's like actually into it and giving Kevin crap about it a week ago. And I go out every time I see Tanner. He's got soccer on the tube now. So there you go, Kevin.
I'm expecting next week I'm going to roll into the studio there and he's going to be in his Pulisic kit.
I actually think he will. That's Tanner for you. He goes from I hate it to I'm all in. He's going to be dressing up, wearing soccer gear and all that, man. So it'll be interesting to see how you two interact. But Kevin, a couple of crazy things have happened with Colorado State the last few days. Isaiah Stevens, is he, I'm just going to use it from a texter, does he have Wolverine blood like Russell Wilson or what?
Well, hopefully not, Russell Wilson. too soon, too harsh.
Too soon, too harsh.
It
yes,
incredible
but it's
guy Isaiah Stevens played. I kept hearing that he was, rehab was going really well and he was ahead of schedule, but not that far. And this is a month plus ahead of kind of what everyone expected. It's not I think some people might wonder if they kind of misled. I don't think that's the case at all. I think they fully expected Isaiah to be out, until past Christmas. And he just, I guess what's not surprising is he was always going to do everything possible to be ready. Nutrition, sleep, rehab, whatever he was told would be good by doctors to help him be ready. That guy was going to do it. And he sure did. And if you watched last night's game and didn't, had no previous history of what happened earlier this year, you'd have no idea the guy was coming off a significant injury.
Yeah, last night I'm like, what, this guy was hurt? I mean, he busted out the gates. That's just insane. I mean, I was thinking, even when you and I talked, I wanted to be careful because I kept thinking January, but I didn't want to jinx January. And
right.
Then suddenly, boom, he's playing last day of November.
Yeah, I mean, there were, kind of privately, I don't want to say concerns, but just, reality is feet can be really tricky. And so, there's always a concern that when he would kind of ramp up the rehab that there'd be a setback, and you never know what can happen. And how many times have you heard about athletes with foot problems and they kind of, keep lingering? So you never just knew for sure, and that's why a timeline was so vague. It's, some injuries you can pretty easily say, 4 to 6 weeks, they'll be good, but a foot like that, you just can't say that. But, yeah, he did everything, and he looked like himself. I asked him after. I said, do you feel, normal? He said, yeah. He goes, other than feeling out of shape and, the altitude getting me, that's the only thing that feels different. He goes, otherwise, it just felt like a normal game. And like I say, it looked like it, pretty fitting that the first possession for CSU, Isaiah Stevens hits a mid-range jumper. I mean, when they put a poster of him on the wall, at CSU, once he's gone, it's going to be of him shooting that mid-range J.
Oh, I love it, man. I was so happy to hear that news. Again, shocked. I didn't see it coming at all, which is no surprise. I don't see a lot of things coming. It happens. But they run away with this one last night. They beat LMU. They're sitting at 6-2, undefeated at Moby. I love that. Moby madness seems to be alive and well, Kevin. But with Isaiah's quick return here, what are we talking about now? I mean, I'm not really at that at-large conversation just yet, but don't you think they're way ahead of schedule here? 6-2 to start the season.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is they didn't suffer bad losses while he was out, and that's always the worry. Wyoming, for instance, obviously they have, horrible injury issues, and they have suffered some bad losses. CSU didn't. They do have two defeats, but neither of them are bad as far as a NCAA tournament resume is concerned. The metrics won't be bad on those, and the committee, CSU's on the bubble, we'll look at those games and say, you were playing without your best players, so we'll give you a little bit of a benefit of the doubt there. On the other side, CSU has no real resume win.
Yeah.
You know, last night is a decent one, but it's, you know, it's not a, you know, it's a solid win. It's sort of a middle of your resume, not a top of your resume piece. So they still need to get those. But yeah, I think, you know, we've talked about that. The good news, if you would, with Isaiah being out is you built some depth. You know, Tavy Jackson got a lot of minutes that he wouldn't have gotten if Isaiah was playing. And, you know, I think that's going to pay off. So yeah, I think if you're a CSU fan, yeah, I'm not riding this team into the tournament yet, but I'm also not counting it out. I think it is a possibility. And, you know, these next 3 weeks before Christmas or for whatever it is, I don't know what day it is, we're going to learn a lot because they do have big opportunities.
Yeah, and some good players. I mean, you're right. Tavy Jackson, I'm liking him. Nice young player. John Tonje with that steal and just the monster dunk last night to pretty much end that game. I loved that. Isaiah Rivera has been really good. Guys, you know, newcomers, Cartier, he's been sensational. So I'm excited about this team. Really excited about Saturday. Kevin, get this. I'm going to be sitting next to our own Jerry Schimmel. I'm going to be doing color commentary for this game, so I'll give you a shout out a few times.
That's fantastic. No, that'll be a lot of fun. Should be an entertaining game. I mean, UNC, obviously kind of erratic, and it doesn't seem like the Bears defend it very well. But, you know, obviously UNC gave CSU one heck of a run last year. They'll be amped up for that one. CSU obviously amped up with Isaiah back. I think that should be a very entertaining basketball game.
Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining me. Excited about that game. I'm seeing more names on the football side enter the transfer portal. I was kind of stunned by Tanner Arkin, the local guy. He didn't have a great year with CSU by any stretch, but I was kind of hopeful that maybe next year he works in the offense more, but still seeing players enter this transfer portal.
Yeah, and there will be more, you know, especially a lot of the guys that, you know, didn't really have a role this year. They're going to be going. I think we'll probably see, you know, a couple of those O-lineman guys that, you know, couldn't get on the field even with the injuries. I think that's obviously kind of a good sign that you're not really part of the plans moving forward. And just the nature of college athletics, we're going to see some transfers. So yeah, there's going to be some coming, already some out, like you say. That's just par for the course. I mean, there's never going to be an off season again where your roster basically stays stable.
Yeah, well, I think you've said it all along, is this is to be expected now in this new college football that we see, is you're going to see a lot of names for the first 2 years of a coach. I mean, that's just going to be that situation. But Kevin, for a three-win football team for CSU, did they get four or three wins?
Three
wins. The optimism is still pretty freaking high about Jay Norvell and company.
Yeah, I think so. I was talking to some folks after the game, and basically everyone said and felt that this is the most happy, optimistic fan base after a 3-9 ever. And it speaks to a lot of things. I mean, obviously the nice finish with the shutout of New Mexico, you know, some of the signs, you know, Torrey Horton's big year, Clay Millen, you know, growing as the season went on, and probably most importantly, the defense. And part of it is, you know, Jay Norvell, like we talked about, he bought himself some extra time by engaging with the fan base and, you know, being generally likable. Whether you think that should matter or not, it does. And you know, I think that's playing a role too. But, yeah, I think people are pretty optimistic. And, again, some of that goes back to his history. He had a bad year one at Nevada, and then years 2 through 5 were anywhere from good to very good. So I think people kind of expect that here.
Okay, a couple of names coming to mind as far as questions as to whether they're coming back or not. Torrey Horton's obviously the big one. Guy like Chiggy, wondering if he'll come back with that defense. What are you hearing about both? I mean, Torrey Horton's so young, the idea of him just jumping in the NFL draft seems crazy, but he's that good of a player. Is he coming back? What do you know at this point? Chiggy, too, because I think he was such a big piece to that defense.
Yeah, Torrey Horton, I fully expect to be back. He's a guy that will be in the NFL, but I think probably one more year is probably best for him. And he's talked frequently, you know, in we terms, as far as we, the guys coming back. So it seems like he's planning to. Chiggy's a big question. Hard to say right now. I mean, Norvell straight up said he wants him back. To be determined, I think, there. Mo Kamara is another one that, you know, if you can get Mo and Chiggy back, that defense is looking really good. Both would be coming back basically on their extra COVID year. So, you know, there are a lot of factors that play into that. You know, what are they doing school-wise? You know, what program, or is there a program they want to continue in? You know, do either look to transfer and play elsewhere? Do they just want to try the NFL waters? There's, you know, various branches that these guys, you know, have earned the right to take the time to figure out what's best for them as well. So, you know, I think we'll get an answer in December here, but, you know, probably not today or tomorrow.
Kevin Lytle, got about a minute here left, and I know we'll dive into this more with Rams Weekly coming up at 5 tonight. But there's Colorado State announced there's this thing called the Stalwart Journey. They're an NIL opportunity thing. You put together a great piece about this. I just started breaking into it this morning. Can you kind of break it down for us, you know, what, in a minute, and we'll dive into it later?
Yeah, let me break down the most complicated big change in college sports, you know, in the last 100 years. Yeah. But yeah, the layman's version is a new NIL collective has been created. A collective is basically a place where people can donate to, you know, basically pay players for various things. It can be as simple as, you know, autograph session, or connect them to your business, you know, kind of like you guys have done. Have a, you know, an athlete that's interested in broadcasting come in and work with KFK. All sorts of things. You can choose to donate, you know, broadly or to a specific team. Basically, it's just the new wave of, you know, college athletics, and players can profit off their NIL name, image, likeness. And it's a big step. You know, all the power schools have these collectives and sort of a structure to create it. The Group of Fives, you know, as you would expect, are a little behind because they had to, you know, tread the waters a bit. But this is a big step for CSU, and I think it's going to be crucial moving forward. A lot of it, I think, will be key in, you know, retention of some of these athletes.
Yeah, well, I'm curious to pick your brain a little bit more about this tonight on Rams Weekly. We'll break into more CSU basketball, what the future outlook looks like for the football team as well. Kevin, my man, love what you do. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Hello, this NIL deal is kind of interesting, huh? You know, it's a cool deal. It's exciting. Joe Parker said it's a game changer for student athletes. We'll talk about that more and what that means a little bit later on the show. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. Short break coming up. When we come back, the Denver Nuggets, the quest for a title for their first ever. Man, it's looking really good so far. We'll talk about that next.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.